الرحيم. وقد صح عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه. We still reading the forward and to show us the importance of this kitab and the ahadith in order to guide us in our lives, to make our lives for the eternal life of the akhirah. Firstly, the ayat of the Quran Sharif was quoted that وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. We should help one another on acts of piety and observe and getting the fear of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. On righteous deeds and on the fear of Allah Ta'ala, that is a duty which Allah has made upon us, that we should encourage one another all the time on acts of righteousness and on piety. And in that also we should consider, are we really doing it, or perhaps are we doing the opposite also? Whether it is with our friends, with our families, do we encourage things which are against deen and against Islam, or are we encouraging things which are for Islam and for deen? So are we going directly against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, or are we observing the commandments of Allah Ta'ala? And then ironically we wonder why are the conditions which we find ourselves in, why are these conditions around us? But we don't check what we are doing. Further, he says that it has been correctly narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that wallahu fi auni al-abd, Allah Ta'ala helps a person, ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi, as long as a person helps his fellow, his brother. That is, as long as we are helping somebody, Allah helps us. So we should always try and help one another. And this help goes in different ways, whether it is materially, physically, financially, in this world, that we help somebody. When we are helping somebody, Allah Ta'ala is helping us. So the one aspect is in front of us, that we are helping so and so, whatever, in whichever way. But we should realize that we don't think of that at that time Allah is helping us. We might be helping somebody financially and we thinking, I'm giving so much money to this person. But we should know for sure that Allah Ta'ala is helping us. He is giving us that money which we are giving that person. And Allah will give us much more than what we are giving. And this help is of all these material, physical things, but the greatest help is the help of deen. When we encourage somebody to practice upon deen, to observe deen, then Allah makes us more stronger in deen. And when we don't encourage somebody, we ourselves become weaker in deen. So therefore it is very necessary that we try and encourage and help one another in the matters of deen, and then Allah Ta'ala helps us and makes us more stronger in the matters of deen. In another ayat, one hadith, وَأَنَّهُ قَالْ مَنْ دَلَّ عَلَىٰ خَيْرٍ فَلَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ فَاعِلِهِ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will indicate, encourage, point towards any good, then he will get the reward, the same reward of the doer. In other narrations it comes that the person who does that good deed, none of his sawabs will be decreased. But this person who told him, he will also get that sawab. For example, if parents tell their children to go for namaz, encourage them on namaz, the children go, the parents are also getting that sawab. The parents making their own namaz, that is their own sawab. But the child went, and now the parents also getting that sawab. The child grows up with that, and one day, it may be so many years later, and we don't even think, he gets married, she gets married, they have children, and they tell their children about namaz, then that sawab is also going now to the grandparents. And this does not stop, it carries on. And from there we can see in the deeni matters, a person who teaches deen, he gets the sawab of all those that will practice who he taught. He gives a bayan and people listen or practice on what he said. He gets that sawab also. They go and tell somebody else and somebody else practices. Now he gets that sawab also. So this is such a door that once we open it, our rewards just don't stop. they carry on and on, and a person will not be able to imagine on the day of Qiyamah, when we have done this with sincerity and in the correct way, that what reward he got, because he told somebody, they told somebody else, and it carried on like this till the day of Qiyamah. This rewards will accumulate to that person all the time. وأنه قال النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said in another حديث من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبعه ولا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا. A person who calls towards righteousness, very similar to the previous hadith also, a person who calls towards hidayah, towards higher righteousness, he gets the reward of those people who follow him, those who accept his call and who do what he tells them to do, he gets the reward of them also who will follow him. And none of the rewards will be decreased in any way whatsoever. So Allah has given us such great avenues and roads by which we can acquire such great rewards that even after we leave the dunya, those rewards will carry on. And we will keep on getting that sawab all the time. So all this is encouragement that we should encourage one another on righteousness. And especially at this time, with regard to the World Cup and the people getting involved in so many ways and across the board. So we should not be encouraging that, but we should be discouraging that. And we should be calling them towards righteousness, accordingly will be our reward. And otherwise, if we also encouraging towards that, then also it comes in other ahadith. If we encourage towards any wrong, we get the sin of that wrong, and those who do that wrong, that sin also comes to us. And if this carries on all the time, then all that sin is coming on our backs, and we are accumulating that sin also. So especially in the present environment, with all the fitnas which are carrying on in various forms, we must be guided and guide others towards guidance also. And if not, then we will carry the burden of our own burden and the burden of others as well. May Allah open our eyes and let us follow righteousness and get the rewards of it and the goodness of it in this dunya, in the qabr, and then on the day of Qiyamah, and forever in the year after. Wa akhiru da'wana.